The apologies received this morning are from Mr. Shivambu and Mr. Ndlozi, who is his alternate. Mr. Waters is running late. And Ms. Fanamelva is also running late, but at the moment we do have a quorum.
Can I also make an apology for Sheikh Imam?
That's in order. If we can proceed, open the first nomination, please.
You see, that was important because we have to be procedural ourselves and make sure that we form a proper quorum before. I therefore want to move. My name is Somane Chauke, MP for the ANC. I want to nominate the Honorable Vincent Smith, capable Vincent Smith, to chair this ad hoc committee.
My name is Makosi Khoza and I second the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. In the absence of any other nominations, Mr. Smith is the chairperson to chair the committee.
Thank you, Cindy. And because, as Mr. Chauke said earlier on, we are all brand new, I will allow members to first put off their cell phones.
Okay.
Having done that, I'll allow members to introduce themselves so that we might know the faces, but we don't all necessarily know the names. After that, we will then do the formal welcoming to all our important guests here. If we can start at the very end, there, sir.
Thanks, Chairperson. Honorable members, colleagues, Nhlanhla Kubisa, MP, NFP.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Feza Galoliwe, ANC.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Makosi Khoza. Thank you.
Igama ngemujabo wamahlangu, member ANC.
Thanks, Chair. Phumzile Vandam, Democratic Alliance.
Come back again. My name is Patrick Somane Chauke, member of Parliament, ANC.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Julie Killian, Member of Parliament, ANC. Thank you.
Cindy Bali, Committee Secretary.
Thank you very much. Now that we know everybody that's here, and we have two or three other support staff members that are probably as important as Cindy sitting here, but I'm sure we'll get to know them as we go along, at least three more that support the committee. The agenda, honorable members, elections of the chair is done. Opening remarks. Before I do my opening remarks, as I indicated, let's welcome, as we always do, our friends from South Africa Incorporated, whether you're from the media or you're just an interested citizen of South Africa, you'll always be welcome in our meetings. So please feel welcome and be part of the processes. Also welcome to Honorable Fanamerva. We did get an indication that you were running a few minutes late. Welcome very much. Welcome, ma'am. And introduce yourself like everybody else has introduced themselves. These people want to know who Liesel is.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm Liesel Fanamerva. I'm an IFP MP. I formerly served on the Portfolio Committee of Communications. I'm also an IFP whip. Thank you.
All right, let's get on to business. Honorable members, we attempted to make your life easy. You would have before you three packs. We couldn't put them into one pack. with all the documentation that we could get hold of. But as we go through the meeting, if there are other documents that you think would be necessary, you'll have an opportunity to indicate it. So, very briefly, just to take you through the documents, document one in brackets would be the terms of reference that set this committee up. Then you have the Broadcasting Act of 1999. You have the board charter. You have the memorandum of incorporation, and you have the shareholders' compact on document one. Document two, you have the Companies Act, and you have research documents that is intended to assist us. The last pack, you'd have minutes of the October the 5th meeting. You'd have communication from the Portfolio Committee to board members. Portfolio Committee notification to board members. That communication from the Portfolio Committee to the Company Secretary. And you'll have the Public Protector's report on when governance and ethics fail. In addition to that, honourable members, you should have a draft proposal in terms of the program that we need to discuss. You should have two letters to relevant board members through witnesses and relevant witnesses. If you need to change the wording to those, you can do that, but we'll look at it very briefly. You also should have a list of witnesses that had been identified by the previous portfolio committee. Again, if we want to add to, subtract from, we will have an opportunity to do that. You should also have a letter from Norton Rose Fulbright, attorneys acting on behalf of the SABC journalist. I'm hoping members have all those documents as a start. Also on the agenda, if we could, before we adopt it, I propose we move the third agenda item. I beg your pardon, the last agenda item, consideration and adoption of the committee's program, to immediately after this, in other words, the first matter of business. We'll then have a briefing by the legal advisor. We should then look at the witnesses list and hearing of notifications, and we open it up for broad discussion, and we go home. I'm looking towards you to see if you are happy with the agenda as proposed. Happiness? Yabo. All right, having dealt with the opening remarks, I think the first business, honorable members, before we even get to the program. Advocate Vanara acted as the evidence leader for the previous portfolio for the portfolio committee. He's done extensive work in terms of interacting with this list of witnesses that you have before you and other work. And I want to put it to the House as a recommendation that this committee formally accepts Advocate Vanara as the evidence leader for this committee. Can I have an indication of your thoughts on that matter? Evidence leader, Honourable Loliwe.
Thanks, Chair. I support the proposal.
No. I deliberately made him sit outside because I don't want him to be part of the discussions. Anybody opposed to it? Seconded, yes. Any opposition? Thank you very much. Advocate Bonara then will be formally installed as the evidence leader. Now that we've done that, can somebody call him inside?
While we're doing that, Chair, maybe it's possible that we can then look at the other capacity that has been given to this ad hoc committee. Because it's just dealing with the legal part. Let's just look at what capacity have we been provided with by plan.
No, we can do that. I'll come to you, ma'am. We have, as you know, Cindy as the secretary. You have two assistants. I had the names yesterday. You're going to write the names. Maybe they should introduce themselves. So the assistants to the committee here, if they are, please identify yourselves so that members know.
My name is Alton Gwandra, committee assistant.
Morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Darren Aronson.
Any more support staff here? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Morning, honorable members. My name is Letabo Dibetso, the researcher assigned to the committee.
Good morning. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Justice Molafo, media liaison for the committee.
We also have Ms. Gloria Shabalala as the researcher finance, but she, as you know, also works for SCOPA. So her services are also available to us, and I'm sure she'll join us as and when she's done at SCOPA. And that is the makeup, Honorable Chauke, of our research team. Ma'am Killian.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I was just wanting to make some or other recommendation with regards to additional legal advice. If Advocate Venara is leading our evidence, would it not be advisable for the committee to also have further legal advice? This is a very detailed process, and I think it would be appropriate for the committee to also know exactly that it is performing its task in terms of natural justice, in terms of the rules of Parliament and the Act, so that Advocate Venara could focus on evidence and to lead that process. Thank you.
Honourable members, you're soon going to learn that because we Parliament, we're not going to ask questions, we're going to make proposals, and our proposals will then be accepted or challenged. What are you proposing, Honourable Tilly?
Chairperson, I would like to propose that we ask legal services, parliamentary legal services, to give us an additional dedicated legal advisor to support us during this process. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to make our life much easier if people put their colors to the mask. There's a proposal that we have a dedicated legal resource person because Venara would be leading evidence. Any opposition to that?
I just wanted to second that too.
Seconded. We're moving. All right. Can we then move on to other business? Are we now comfortable with our resource capacity? Thank you very much. If we then follow the agenda and welcome Advocate Venara. In your absence, we've adopted a resolution that you will be the evidence leader, and you will get an opportunity to help us with that in a minute or two. Honourable members, just very broadly, and also for our friends in the media and elsewhere, the program, or not the program, our terms of reference dictates that we must conclude our business by the 28th of February. We have a proposal in terms of the program that if all things are equal and go smoothly, we should conclude our business by the 15th of February, and I'll go through it very briefly. And members can comment. We've done the election of the, and members would have this document before them, yeah. We've done the election of the chair. We will get a briefing from from Vanara today. So the first is today's agenda, and you've got that. What we are then proposing is that from tomorrow, at the end of business tomorrow, we will send out a notice of hearing to all the witnesses that you agree upon to give them sufficient time to plan. We will also send a letter to the secretary of the SABC, the company secretary, and request documents that we think are going to be necessary. That we will do by the 18th of November, and ask for all those documents to be with us by the 21st of November. From the 21st to the 28th of November, we will then ask our evidence leader to do all the necessary spade work. We'll ask Cindy to do all the necessary spade work and everybody to do all the necessary spade work so that this committee can start its business formally on the 29th of November. And if you look at our program, and this is where we would want you to make comment, we're proposing that we meet every day, the 29th, the 30th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, for hearings of December. Then Tuesday the 10th, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday the 13th, the committee to then deliberate on those hearings. After having deliberated on those hearings, obviously Cindy and her team will do the what we call the draft report. We will consider that draft report on the 24th, and we will send it to the affected board members for them to have sight of that report. The reason is that they do not participate in the debate in the House, so we'll give them time to have sight of that report, make their comments, submit it to us, to reach us by the 9th of February, and the committee then to process and be in a position to adopt and present by the 15th of February. Secondly, we are proposing that the hearings start at 9 and end at about 6 o'clock in the evening. I must admit that we worked it out on an average 2 hour kind of time frame per witness, but clearly it's not going to be 2 hours for everybody else. And once we finalize the witness list, that might change. But as things stand now, the draft, the raw program caters for about 2 hours per witness, and that's why we worked to the dates that we've worked to. But Mr. Vanara and Cindy will, when they've done with the preparations, be able to give us the exact times, the exact focus areas of witnesses that they have interacted with, and we will come up with a much tighter list in terms of names and starting and ending time. And then finally, we've also requested the exclusive use of E249 for the entire period, because it assists us with transcripts and so on. We have also received approval for getting the relevant people to do the transcribing and that type of thing for us. So all the logistics have been done and approved by the House Chair and the relevant authorities in that regard. So I want to stop at that point, just in terms of the broad program. And of course it will be tightened up as we go along. But let me repeat, after today, we will start working immediately in terms of preparation, and the committee itself will sit for the first time after today on the 29th. and sit right through until we rise on the 9th of December, come back early January, and conclude our business by the 15th of February. Any comments from anybody in terms of the program? Not the content, but the program. Let's take Ms. Van Dam, take Mr. Chauke, followed by Masangu, and then followed by Killian. Ms. Van Dam.
Thanks, Chair. I'm happy that we are going to start our deliberations on the 28th, and we're not 29th, yes. Start hearings on the 20. It says the 28th here. Okay. That we'll start the hearing on the 28th, and we're doing it before Parliament rises. I am, however, a little bit concerned that after the hearing, our deliberations will only start when we meet again on the 10th of January. I would have preferred if we would deliberate before Parliament rises. There are serious issues at the SABC at the moment. There's only one board member left in the chairperson, Mr. Mugabe. There are death threats on journalists, cars are being shot at, houses are being broken into. So I would really prefer that we do our deliberations before Parliament rises. I know it's going to be an unpopular suggestion, but I am more than happy to meet on a weekend if it so requires. I am more than happy to meet after Parliament rises for us to complete our work. Thanks, Chair.
In fact, I was going to raise the same issue. I support the point. The fact is that, Chair, currently we're dealing with, as we meet as the ADO committee, outside the SABC is just getting into chaotic situation. And therefore, there's a need, in fact, either to relook at the parliamentary mandate, prioritize what is key now, because if you look at how our mandate has been structured, Chair, mostly it's around the issue of the board, the functionality of the board and all of that. And if we now understand that extra two members of the board have resigned, so what does it mean? It means that we left with one person. I'm not sure that we'll call that a board, but we left with one person. And therefore, there's a need for this committee not to turn a blind eye on the current activities that are happening. I think yesterday we saw journalists that have been threatened, harassed, and all of that. And therefore, I think there's a need that we need to speed up this process. I want to agree with the Honorable Fandam. Maybe what we should do is to relook into the program, Chair. Even if we have to work over the weekend, let us do so in the best interest of the country and the best interest of the SABC. So if that can happen, Chair, it will help us a lot, because we cannot allow a situation that goes on as if we don't have a country, we don't have laws that we have passed as this parliament. So that's my point. The second point I want to raise, Chair, is that the witnesses that we're going to invite, I'll take it that they will be relevant to a mandate, especially if we look at issues of financial controls and all of that. Those witnesses will speak around that. So I'm saying that there's a need that we package it in a way that we know that on this day who's going to be appearing, so that we can then prepare not only ourselves, but even the general public and media, everybody who has interest to know that on this day we're dealing with financials, on this day we're dealing with board issues, on this day we're dealing with human resource issues and all of that, based on the mandate given by Parliament. If we can put it in that fashion, Chair, it's going to be very easy for us, rather than just calling for witness and comes a hearing that is not a compartmental arranged. We need to arrange it in a way that it's known precisely that on this day, this is what we're going to be dealing with. Thank you.
Honourable Mafano?
I'm covered by the two previous speakers.
Honourable Killian?
Chairperson, thank you. I'm partially covered. I think we can also ask, and you have indicated that you would, in passing, you have indicated that you would ask permission from the parliamentary, leaders, so that the committee could get priority to meet and proceed with the work. Just two matters that I would like to ask. There happens to be a little bit of a problem on the program. Obviously, you have mentioned that we're starting on the 29th, I believe we're sitting also on the Wednesday, the 30th, and because it's so exceptional, Chairperson, could we not consider, I know Thursdays are usually caucus days, but can't we get permission from our caucuses to proceed with the work, pending the availability of some of the witnesses? The second matter, and I think both my colleagues from the DA and the ANC have indicated the concern about the safety of some of the people. We have a list of witnesses. When we come to that, I think we would also have to see what do we do to ensure that their safety is not at risk if they come to report to the ad hoc on what they have witnessed themselves. Thank you, Chair.
Any other comments on the program? Let's take Makosi and then we'll take Prof.
Chair, thank you very much. Let me just acknowledge and express gratitude on your preparation, Chairperson. I think you've done a tremendous, sterling job, and I'm looking forward to this. Chair, I was just thinking that maybe we may have to include as an item on its own, the intimidation, the possible intimidation of witnesses and their protection thereof. I think it's going to be absolutely important because if we just treat it as just a byway issue, it might end up falling in between the cracks, and I think we need to elevate it to where it's supposed to be.
Yes, Chair, I just concur with the views that sentiments expressed by honourable members, and also to say, Chair, I know you have, there are other issues based on the critical nature of the work we're doing that you, perhaps you need to attend to. I don't know whether we, if we go back to the leaders as of Parliament, that would mean taking it back to the House so that if our mandate is extended, I don't know what's going to be done, but I really concur with the view that says there are urgent matters that needs to be taken into cognizance, and we cannot just have our heads down looking at SAPs being shattered. Thank you, sir.
Ivan, I'm closing it. We don't talk too much in this committee. We all agree that we are going to, as far as possible, compress this hearing. If it means working over weekends and working on Christmas Day, so be it. That's what we're agreeing to, and we will go and get the necessary permission if necessary. And that includes, Ma'am Killian, whether we work on a Saturday or a Thursday or and so on. I really think that that shouldn't be a problem. We certainly will, Honorable Chauke, when we do the program, that's why I said it's a very broad mandate, but I'm sure by the time Advocate Vanara and Cindy are done, we'd know exactly which witness is going to come and present on what topic, and we will then package it in a meaningful way so that we're not all over the place all the time. We certainly will do that, and that you'll get, dare I say, around about the 25th or the 28th, you'll get that. These people are not going to sleep, Cindy and Advocate Vanara and others, so that you will definitely get. And of course, Honourable Khoza, the intimidation of witnesses, maybe let's have that discussion when we look at the witness list itself also. Let's just include it there so that if there's things that we need to take forward, we do that today already. So if we just look at that one when we get to that agenda item. Prof, in terms of extending the mandate, I'm not even sure that we're extending the mandate. I just think we're doing our job. If somebody has a problem with us doing it as Makosini is suggesting, I'm sure they'll come and raise it with us. So I don't think it needs to go back to the House, quite frankly. But if needs be, they will come back and indicate that to us. So I'm dispensing of the program. Sure. Very nice. Advocate, can you take us through where you were when the committee ceased to look at this matter around about the 5th, where you are today, and where you hope to take us to, so that on the 28th, this committee is ready to start with real business. If you could take us through that. Members will make notes as Advocates continues. And as I indicated, or no, maybe after the advocate, because it'll talk to the program, we'll then open up for members to comment on it and we can tighten it. So advocate, you've got about 30 minutes maximum.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to yourself and honorable members and the guests. The members of the committee would recall that on the 5th of October 2016, the Portfolio Committee on Communications, having engaged with the board, took a decision to hold an inquiry in terms of Section 15, capital A, subsection 1B of the Broadcasting Act. And of course, subsequent to that, we had to assist the committee understand its mandate and what is the obligation entailed in terms of the relevant legislation. The inquiry itself is an administrative action to which the rules of national justice are applicable, as per Bartman J of the Western Cape High Court. That has got certain implications. Means that the process itself has to be conducted in a fair manner. And of course, we have looked at case law to try and distill in detail what the process itself should entail. I'm aware that in today's meeting spec, there is a notice of hearing that was prepared, that is prepared for this committee, the draft. It was prepared in respect of the portfolio committee, which in detail reflects all the fundamental principles that govern the a fair hearing or a fair inquiry. That was presented to the committee, and the committee adopted the notice of hearing, and the hearing was scheduled to start on the 8th of November to the 11th of November. The notices were duly served on the board, and of course in the notice it was indicated that the hearing itself will be an inquisitorial inquiry, which is more of a gathering of evidence exercise and not accusatorial. In other words, the portfolio committee was aware that there were challenges within the SABC, and it wanted to gather evidence to determine what these challenges were and the extent thereof so that it could make an informed recommendation to the Assembly. The other most important aspect of the inquiry was that there was going to be legal representation, of course, at the board's expense. And of course, we did indicate that legal representation or the right to legal representation did not absolve the board from accountability. Fast forward to the weekend before, the week before, it was on the 2nd that we received a notice from the board, or a letter from the board, objecting to the portfolio committee hearing this particular matter, which resulted then in the House passing a resolution to establish this committee. We had by then interviewed a substantial number of witnesses, which will be discussed in detail when we consider the list. And those witnesses, having consulted with them, raised quite a number of challenging issues within the corporation. at an ideal and at an opportune moment, the evidence will be led to demonstrate that. Having consulted with the witnesses and where we are at this stage, we had used a recording device to record our discussions. Of course, what remains now is to reduce those discussions into statements so that those statements could be sent back to the potential witnesses for them to amplify, to satisfy themselves of the accuracy thereof. Reason being, these statements would have to be shared with the board in the interest of fairness, so that the board is enabled to prepare for the actual hearing. We, of course, had also requested documentation from the board. You would see or have already observed in the notice of hearing, after the terms of reference, there were a number of documents that that were brought to the board's attention as documents that would be central in vindicating the issues in the terms of reference. And it again speaks to the mandate of the committee. I think the mandate of the committee is sufficient to cover quite a number of substantial issues as reflected in the notice of hearing. The challenge is that the committee, this one and the portfolio committee, does not have in its possession these documents. These documents reside with the board. And there will be a letter written by the chairperson to the board requesting these documents, which will enable the committee to prepare as well. I must indicate that these documents were requested from the company secretary, who was, of course, also invited to attend the hearings of the 8th to the 11th. When we did not receive the documents, the chairperson went back to the company secretary to remind her that these documents were still outstanding. And the response we received was that that was at the time that this committee had been established, or was in the process of being established, that the company secretary indicated that these documents would only be made available to the ad hoc committee. And of course, it remains open for this committee then to follow up on that. Once then we have settled the issue of statements and furnished them to the board, we would, of course, one of the issues that has been raised sharply in our preparation, it is to stagger these hearing dates consistently with the topics that we will be dealing with, and therefore the witness will be lined up such that on a specific day, as it would have been communicated to Alexandre, that everyone knows what the committee will be dealing with on a specific day. The last point, Chair, that I'd like to mention is the importance, of course, in the interest of the rules of natural justice. And based on the evidence, if the evidence suggests that there's no wrongdoing at the SABC board, that is what the committee would have to conclude, because this is an evidence-based inquiry. And that is what it would report to the House. However, if the evidence demonstrates failure on the board or its unfitness to hold office, before the committee recommends to the Assembly, it will have to furnish the board with its report containing its recommendation for the board to respond to the committee's report. Reason being, the members of the board are not members of the assembly. Therefore, when the assembly considers the report from the committee, it's considered to be looking at one side, and that we will then have as a committee to submit both the committee report as well as the comments that would have been received from the board to the assembly for the assembly to make a final decision. That is the process, Chair. I don't know if then I will take whatever questions that will emanate. Thank you, sir.
Just before we do that, for the sake of completeness, Advocate Manara did indicate that we were right to the SABC company secretary. We're going to ask them to submit to this ad hoc committee the delegation of authority framework. We're going to ask them to submit the minutes and transcripts of subcommittee and board meetings, if any, at which decisions to procure services from Sikela, Gabiso, Pricewaterhouse and Cooper, and Vision View were taken. We're going to ask them for the minutes and transcripts of the subcommittee and board meetings relating to the following: the consideration and approval of presentation documents to the relevant parliamentary committees. We're going to ask them for documents relating to the consideration and approval of the multi-choice deal. We're going to ask them for documents related to the consideration and approval of the implementing plan responding to the Public Protector's report, documents relating to the consideration and approval of the 90-10% local content for radio and 80-20 local content for television, documents relating to the approval of the removal of Mr. Lubisi, Ms. Kalidas, and the late Ms. Zinde from the board, for documents relating to the recommendations for a permanent appointment of the Chief Financial Officer, the previous Chief Financial Officer, documents relating to the appointment of the current Group Executive Corporate Affairs, documents relating to the bonuses and salaries paid to Mr. Mutwene, documents relating to the amended editorial policy of 2016, the articles of association prior to 2014, the governance review report prepared by Sizwe Nzaluba, documents relating to the recruitment policy of the SABC, management reports in response to the AG's findings, the Chief Audit Executive Report submitted to the Auditor General and to the Board, the SABC Skills Audit Reports conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers. Those are some of the documents that we are going to request, and Advocate Manara alluded to. So I thought I'll just give you that, so that when we talk to this, you will then have a full picture of what they have done in terms of verbal interaction or face-to-face interaction, the fact that they will reduce it into some sort of a statement, and the documents that, as I indicated, we'll send a letter off by close of business tomorrow and request that we have those documents by the 21st of November for us to be able to prepare working towards the 28th of the month. Any comments on the process so far? Because remember, honourable members, what we are trying to do from our side is to get you as empowered as possible for the 28th meeting and to get everybody else involved as clued up as possible as to what it is that they must expect. Makosini, then we'll take Chauke, then we'll take Fandam.
Thank you, Chair.
Hold on, before you carry on, Makosini.
Okay.
Makosi, I beg your pardon. Makosi, I beg your pardon. There are no knee-jerk reactions in my committee, so don't raise your hand after you've heard the first person. Is there anybody else that wants to speak? Otherwise, we're going to take just those three and move on. And then you will be the last one, Killian.
Chair, let me appreciate the documents that we are going to request from the company secretary of SAPC. But there was something else that is going to be important. I'm not sure if it's covered, Chair, in your list. I think the management accounts are going to be absolutely critical, as well as your internal and your auditors, not AG, auditors' reports. They are going to be absolutely important, especially in respect of the first term or that we have of reference in our document. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Makosi, and apologies for calling you Makosini. I really apologize. Thanks. Ma'am Fandam.
Thanks, Chair. My questions and suggestions have to do with the witness list. The first one.
Can we deal with the witness? We're going to deal with the witness list when we get there.
All right. Then I'm going to ask.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chauke.
A clarity that we'll be writing to the company secretary to demand or to request documents. Now, maybe it was advocate to you here, you'll have to clarify me. What the accounting authority, because you see, you're dealing with accountability, even requesting information, is accountability. Therefore, the accounting authority lies with the board. And I hear you when you were presenting that you always make a point about the board. Now, Chair, I may be taking you backward, but it's necessary for us to understand what is the status of what we're dealing with. Because the line of accountability lies with the executive authority being the board. We are now going to request information which was denied earlier by the committee. It was denied that it will only be given in that committee. And we cannot hold the secretary liable when there's an authority that is accountable. Now, what is the status of the current situation? Earlier, I raised this thing that day, and I thought, it's a point that we must take it seriously, Chair. You'll help me if I'm out of order, you'll help me, Chair, because I want us to understand what is it that we're dealing with. When we keep on referring to a board, it's a board that exists as we speak now, so that by the time we issue our notices, we know what is the status. We are not going to glorify, justify something that does not exist anymore and still call it a board. If a member of the board has resigned, what status does that person have? Do we still say these are the members of the board? What is the board? So if you can just clarify that part, so that when we move, because that's why I was saying that part of our mandate in dealing with the issue of the board, we must be very clear that we're dealing with something that is there or is not there, legal. So I looked at the a section of the legislation, in particular, I think it's 13 that we...
Honourable Chauke, I don't want you to get into discussions now, that part of it. Yeah. Yes, that's fine. We'll clarify that. Honourable Killen.
Thank you, Chair. I'm partially covered. I just wanted to say that the audit committee, I don't know, sometimes these institutions have a separate risk committee. So if it's one committee that deals with audit and risk, it's fine, but if we have two separate committees, can we also get the minutes of the risk committee, subcommittee of the board? The second issue was just the clarification about the composition of the board, and if we, as it was on the news about the resignation of two further board members, if we can just formally receive confirmation what the current position is as far as that is concerned. Yes, Advocate Fanora could perhaps just assist us in that regard and get the necessary information.
I should have asked you on this point, Makosi, and I'm asking you also, Honorable Killian. When you talk about the management accounts, the internal audit report and the risk report, are we talking about financial year ending 2015-2016, or which years are you asking for? Because there will be these reports for every year. Is it sufficient if we ask just for the last financial year, or which years do you want on those ones, so that we're very clear in our request?
For us, we said this is an inquisitorial, not accusatorial hearing, so it might be useful if we get the last three financial years.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would also ask that. Thank you.
That's fine. That clarifies that one. Advocate, I'm looking to you. You know, I'm hesitant for you to pronounce on whether there is a board or not a board currently, because I thought that's what we would do at the end of the day, whether they are fit enough. And it's not about fit enough in terms of being an individual, but fit enough in terms of being a collective called the board. Now, if you must respond to that even before we've started the process, I'm not sure that is wise to do. And secondly, Ma'am Killian, you know, I'm of the view that we can't be led by the media. If there is a formal resignation, it must come to the committee. So I don't want to be saying there's a media. So as far as I am concerned, at least, there is a board until told, not a board, there are three individuals until told otherwise. So I'm reluctant that you start talking about its legal standing or otherwise, because I think it will just muddy the waters. Welcome, Honorable Dozi. So I'm hoping that members can bear with us on that one. Is that okay? All right. Any other matters relating to the presentation in terms of preparing our work up to and including the 28th? If not, we will then just get done with the work behind the scenes and come back to you when necessary. You want to respond to something? Yes, sir.
But I just want to add to perhaps the list of documents, the memorandum of incorporation. The memorandum of incorporation does not appear on that list. It is a very crucial document between the shareholder and the board. That document was requested separately in the previous committee from the minister. And that is the document that I want to propose that the committee looks into.
Yeah, because we're so sharp here, that document that you're requesting is there already. Okay, you have it there. But yes, we certainly then add to our list, honorable members, the management reports, management accounts, I beg your pardon, internal audit reports and the risk committee reports for the past three financial years. Ms. Van Damme.
Thanks, Chair. Knowing the various characters at the SABC and having dealt with them in the communications committee, what happens if they refuse to provide these documents to us? That is a real possibility. I don't want that to stall the process. So can we, what recourse do we have if that happens? Because it's likely to happen.
Ms. Van Damme, can I say we'll cross that bridge when we get there? Trust us. No. We will make sure it doesn't delay the process. We've agreed when the program is going to end. I don't want us to get into the backroom work now. Me and the team will deal with that work, and we'll report to you as and when we pick up problems, if that's okay with you. And we just thought we would give you a sense of what is in the letters that we are going to send out. But we will do all that work. You will criticize us if you think we've done a shoddy job or if there's nothing that is being done. But rest assured, ma'am, that we will do everything in our power to make sure we meet our deadline, the compressed deadline, as we all agreed to. So that will be done. Honourable Waters, welcome. We did get a report that you were going to be late. And Honourable Ndlozi as well, welcome. We did get a report. That then, Honourable Members, deals with the what I'd call the backroom work, the legal processes so far. And members seem to be comfortable that we are on track. Can we then move to, and let me state it up front, that this is a draft witness list, because it was the witness list that was drawn up in the previous committee. What we need to consider is whether that list is still relevant, if we want to add to or subtract from that list. Even before we start, I can indicate, Honourable Members, from my side, that one of the glaring omissions from this list is the company secretary. Honourable, those, have you got all the documents necessary? The list would have been a separate piece of paper. I think it wouldn't be in the file. It'll be one of the loose four or five that we had. Members got the list? It's a one-pager? Got it. So let me repeat. This list was a list that was provisionally drawn up. You don't have one, sir? Could we get one to Honourable Ndlozi, please? A list to Honourable Ndlozi? Let me repeat, Honourable Members. This list was a list drawn up by the previous portfolio committee that we've used now, because many of these names on this list have been interviewed. And I was saying that the glaring absenteeism from this list for me was the company secretary. And you need to consider whether we should add or subtract it from that list, because it's not on this list that I have before me. And any other name. So could we? I'm sorry that I'm only giving it to members now. I'm not sure how we're going to process it because you're only getting it now. I don't know if you want to quickly go through the list and think if there are any other people that you'd want to propose. Can I give you 2 minutes just to go through the list? Because you've only seen it now. If I could give you 2 minutes just to consider that list and add names to that list or remove names from that list. 2 minutes. Any contributions to the list? I had noted Van Dam, I then noted Honourable Chauke, and then I noticed Honourable Ndlozi. Van Dam, was it Van Dam? Right?
Easy. Chairperson, I absolutely agree with you. Company Secretary Ms. Haldanes must absolutely be included in the list. And then Minister Mutambi, the previous committee, so the Communications Committee, which I served on, agreed that Minister Mutambi needs to be included in the list of witnesses. She's mentioned in the Public Protector's report when governance fails. She was intricately involved in various issues that have taken place at the SABC. So I'm not quite sure why she isn't included in the list when we agreed that she must. So can she please be put back on that list? And then in terms of the Office of the Public Protector, we had agreed that the Public Protector who'd written the report which is now the former public protector, must be included as in the list of witnesses? Why is it now Advocate Kanyane and Mr. Rodney Motaboga? Who are they, and why them instead of the former public protector or the current public protector? Who are they? And then in terms of former board members, the presidency has just issued a statement accepting the resignation of the two board members, Nomvuyo Mhlakaza and Aaron Chizumba, which means that the presidency, who appoints the board members, has received that notice. So can we please include them too in the interests of process with the former board members? Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Chauke?
No, I think I'm covered on the... On the shareholder chair, it's very important that in our list we must have the minister who's the accounting, political accounting person. On the issue of the public protector, I'm not sure, Chair, that we deal with names or we just deal with the office directly, that they sort of second the relevant people, because this is quite high level. You may even want to deal with it at the level of the public protector itself. As you know, when you deal with these matters of the public, I think they were done at that level. Maybe we may want to escalate it rather than dealing with individuals. They give an opportunity to the office to present itself at that level. But mostly, where I'm covered is the issue of the political head of the shareholder. It's very important that we have to find a way. At the end of the hearing, we'll have to close with that particular question to clarify a number of things that need to be clarified. Meaning that, I don't want to go to the details, but I want to support that part.
Thank you, Honourable Ndlozi.
Thanks. I wanted to add this Sophie Mokoena. I wanted to propose that we add Sophie Mokoena.
I'm chairing the meeting. Okay. Is that it? All right. Members, over and above the list that we have here, the proposals that we have is that, of course, the company secretary, the minister, or shareholder, let's put it that way, because it's the office, it's the shareholder, it's the office of the public protector, it is the two board members that have just resigned, and it is Ms. Sophie Mokoena. Those are the proposals that are being put on the table. Let's start with Makosi first, then we come to you. We're not going to take too much time on this one, then we wrap it up. I'm assuming, honorable members, that all the other names, that because we're not raising them, we are comfortable with them. No. So when we talk on the whole list so that we at least know. But let's start with you, ma'am.
It's not that I'm not comfortable with the inclusion of Sophie Mokoena. I just want to understand why is she particularly important for this, because there are so many people that we could involve, that we can include. Probably Ms. Ndlovu has some rationale behind it.
Okay, we'll get to that one. Any other contribution than that one? If that's it, we'll come to you, sir. No, we'll come to you when we get to respond to.
No.
Oh no. I'll come to you. Okay, fine. Who was the next speaker? I beg your pardon. Mr. Chauke.
Yeah, the same again, Chair. The high-level nature of the other committee, I'm going to propose that we invite the Auditor General rather than the individuals that are there. So we come and pick him up, but we must have the Auditor General himself, as much as we have done with the public protector. Thank you, Chair.
Lori.
Chair, thanks. I wanted to plead with Honorable Chauke that let's live with the identified people in the office of the public protector rather than calling the public protector.
Honorable Ndlozi, you didn't want to respond. That you.
Chair, I had a different question.
Oh, no,
if you want me to respond, I can do that.
No, raise it.
Yeah, does it mean, I just want to understand what it means to say the highlighted people have been interviewed by a previous committee. What does that mean? Does it mean we can't talk to them again? Is that what you're saying? So I can raise an objection if needs be.
I really don't want to get into a dialogue. Let us say these were, when we say interviewed, we're talking about the evidence leaders at that time. All these people, once we've agreed on the list, everybody that is agreed to on this list will appear before this committee. These are just people that have been interviewed in the process leading up to where we're at. So I hope that clarifies that one. I'll come to you, Honourable Waters, because I really don't want us to have a debating session here. Is it okay, Honourable Members, and you can rule me out of order if it's out of order. Is it okay that we draft a letter to the head of the institution, and the institution will then decide who is the most relevant person, because the institution's reputation will be on the line if they send somebody that is incompetent to answer our questions. Is that okay? In other words, ask the public protector that we're dealing with this report, we need some representation. Ask the AG that we're dealing with your reports, we need some reputation. Yeah. I just don't want to get into saying call Vincent and call John. Are we comfortable with that approach at least? Waters?
Chair, support for what you've just said, but I would like to emphasize the necessity of inviting the previous public protector to the hearing, simply because, well, of the importance of the issue that's before us, but also the fact that she was the author of the report when governments and ethics fail. And I do believe that it is a necessity that she comes before us.
Let's take, and I'm going to take a ruling after this, but we'll take Ndlozi. We want to finalize the witnesses list. We'll start with you, Honourable Ndlozi. We'll go to the professor. We will go to Chauke.
I don't know how ad hoc committees work. You just said you're going to take a ruling. My view is that you can't do that.
What I wanted to say is, let us not debate it for debating sake. At some point, we must take a decision as a collector.
No, Advocate Tuma Benzela must come. She's the author. She understands. We shouldn't be scared of allowing as much information and key experts to come and share with us so that we take a very informed decision. Because when we've concluded the work on the sidelines, if experts that have not been invited speak against us, will appear clownish. So let's invite her, I agree. And we must listen to her and engage the report that she wrote, which is going to be important here. I always get a sense that people are these days very reluctant to hear Advocate Tuma Donzel. This institution of parliament, which was involved in her appointment, must be able to appreciate her comment and her view on that. So I am absolutely for the author of the report coming, the former public protector. The second thing is, I wanted to indicate, Sophie Mukwena is probably the most senior journalist in the SABC. She's the acting political editor at the moment. So we want to hear as well what she has to say. All the list of these journalists that are here, all of them probably found her at the SABC, probably been led by her. So that's the reasons, the supporting reasons. So I wanted to make those 2 points. Thank you.
Professor?
No, Chair, I think I'm covered because I wanted to emphasize the point that we need the public protector herself. And also I agree with you that with regard to critical offices, we just have to write to the office and they give us the relevant person. Thank you.
Honourable Chauke, and then...
No, Chair, we'll have to agree with regard to the issue of the office of the public protector that one to invite and the capacity in that office. Now, the issue that the colleagues are raising, it may be an important issue, Chair, but I think we must not find ourselves again creating another parallel processes when we have the current public protector in place and then invite, in fact, I even say, colleagues are even saying public project that will not don't tell, rather say former, so that it's very clearly noted again. Maybe we have to deal with that part, Chair, so that we don't find ourselves having to play a particular colleague. It's a very important person, by the way, who can help us a lot if we need that. But I think let us just try and deal with that in a way that it does not undermine the current office of the public protector. So I want us, let us process it. Let us not be a final thing that we sort of agree now. Let's process it as a committee. Then I think we can be able to strike a balance there. I understand the line in which colleagues are coming with, but it's important that let us not make a conclusion on it now. Let's process it, meaning that we look at the legalities and all of that of all of those issues, because the fact is that she has just finished a term, and we know that she's out of the report. But I want us to really apply our mind properly. Then we can come back. There's nothing wrong. If that we agreed upon and the lines are clearly defined on her role, what is going to be her role, how does she represent that office, does not, it's important that we clarify those things. Then it will be okay, because we'll need as much as possible anyone to come in and to appear before the committee. Nothing stops the committee. In fact, we invite anyone. So, but I'm saying that let us not find ourselves having to create unnecessary tension in a very volatile situation on here. But again, I've missed the point that Honorable Ngozi raised. I wanted to ask him to take with you in confidence on the issue of subsequent, if there was any other thing that I would have missed the point that he, in fact, they already has made a comment on why Sofumukwena was invited. Some of the issues, I think we may not want to blow them out. In fact, if you look at the current situation, Chair, where there's so much intimidation of journalists and all of that, I think it's important that even the men should deal with this list. We deal with it in a way that it does not put people's life at a danger. Because if it is now known that so-and-so is going to be appearing in the committee to give evidence, it makes it a problem, because already we're dealing with the problem. So we have to, again, look at that particular area quite very far moving forward. Thank you.
Honorable Khoza, Honorable Waters, and Honorable Ngozi. And, all right, then it will be Khoza, Waters, Ngozi, Vandama, and Killian.
Chair, I think it's important that as this ad hoc committee, as we start on a very, on a note that is kind of positive, and we work as a team. And I certainly support the members that are saying we should include certain people. But I do think that it's going to be absolutely important that we clarify the process as was outlined by Honorable Shauge, so that we don't end up with a challenge. And especially when we are dealing with institutional reports, because those reports, you don't want to end up, you know, getting into that space. But it is important that we get the we get the information from primary sources. I agree. I don't think there is any question around that.
Honourable Waters?
Chair, I would like to reiterate the fact that we should be calling the previous public protector to the before the ad hoc committee, and we should make a decision on that today. There's no point in deferring the matter. I don't see what the actual problem is. And I agree with the Honourable Member that we should be getting comment from the primary sources. The primary source here for the report, as the author of the report, is the former public protector. And I don't see what the problem is in inviting her to come and give evidence before the committee and for us to ask her questions. I really don't. I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill here.
No. Don't get into dialogue, you Waters and Khoza. Honourable Ndozi. Look. Yes, Honourable Ndozi. Yeah. And then you'll be followed by Fender.
Thanks, Chair. Honourable Chauke must help us because he's saying we must defer the matter of the former public protector, but it's not substantiating. He says there might be problems, but he's not saying what those problems are. He may say there might be tensions. He doesn't say between who. So we're now having to speculate together with him. He's not doing his job. He should come, and when he opens his mouth, allow all of us to help him or help us. Now, the response that Honorable Khoza gives, you can hear it, and in anticipation, you are going to have to work as a team. But in the team, please, when you speak, speak clearly. Look, don't put us in a situation where we have to do guesswork. We think the former public protector must come, one, because she's the author of the report. We don't perceive of any problems. And you must, if you disagree, state why. Don't say, no, let us apply our minds. We did not leave our minds at home. Our minds are here. We've applied this. So I think Honorable Chauke must rise to the occasion of the competence that is already demonstrated here by stating clearly, Chairperson. I think you should, in the process as well, push us so that we don't circumcirculate. When a person is speaking, push them to make the point as clear as possible, to save the day, to save the time, but also for that type of competency that I think I'm already sensing you are pushing us to. Finally, I also did not understand his response to the name of Sophie Mukwe. Now that people are going to be known, Sophie Mukwe has the right to say, I'm scared, I don't want to appear. As many, as a journalist and other journalists that are here, what is the real thing that Honorable Chauke is saying yet again on the name of Sophie Mukwe? I'm stating the fact, she's the most senior journalist, she's a political editor at the moment. What more do you want? If you disagree, help us with facts. Please, Chairperson, that is my appeal, so that we're able to deal. Otherwise, I want to restate that I think we should interview Advocate Tulma Donzela, because she authored the report. And then I think we must interview Sophie Mukwe as part of the journalists that have already been identified here. We must add her in, and I've substantiated why. If Honorable Chauke feels different, can he please give us reasons?
I'm going to knock all of you. No, I'm not going to allow that. I'm going to appeal to all members that really we work as a team, and it doesn't mean that we don't have to disagree with each other across whether it's party lines or even individual lines, but let us try and keep this ship together, because I think at the end of the day, it is about Parliament re-exerting its authority. Not individual parties, not point scoring, it's about Parliament re-exerting its authority. So I'm going to keep that line of discipline. Those that want to argue politically, we will really appeal to you that let's put Parliament first. Honourable Fanda.
Thanks, Chair. Covered about the former public protector. We need information from primary sources. We're dealing with big problems at the SABC. We cannot have someone who will come and give us hearsay information. We need the former public protector. And then can I also raise the matter of security? We said we'd discuss that when we were discussing the witness list. Can we...
Ma'am Fanda. Sorry, I'm sorry to do this to you. Can we just finish the list first, just in terms of the names, because that will then apply to any and everybody that's on that list. So you'll be the first one to talk when it comes to that one. If we just finalize the names, because it should be security for everybody that might be in that situation as opposed to only one or two. So you will be the first one. I've not left that point out. Is there anything else other than the security now? Killian...
Thank you, Chair. I think what we have is we have the addition of the Minister, the Company Secretary, and Sophie Mukwena, if she's available, plus the two board members who've just resigned. And I would also like to add the Advocate Tulima Donsela in her capacity as the former and the author of the report. But that does not replace the Office of the Public Protector. If we can agree to that, then I think that is moving forward. Thank you.
Honourable Chauke, and you'll be the last one. Honourable Khoza.
I'm opening my mouth again, Chair. Honourable Dog, I was not being personal, by the way. I thought that we then have to deal with it via that office, rather than just having an invite without communicating with the Office of the Public Protector. The office of the public protector.
in our invitation, Chair, as we do that, I think we should sort of state clearly that we are inviting the office and we invite the previous public protector, the members put it. That's my point. In fact, I was not much differing to a point that I said we can invite anyone that we're to invite, but I think we must be very clear, all of us. If members have clarified that part, then I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
Honorable Kosa.
Chair, I just wanted to reiterate what you said. I think it's very important for all members to remember that this process is primarily about the restoration of public confidence, especially in SOEs and in public companies such as SABC. And I think if we move from that premise, then we are going to be able to achieve the desired results that everyone at home is looking at, is expecting from this process.
All right. The list before you, before the additions, is accepted. Nobody has contested any of those names.
Yes.
We also all agree that we will add the current company secretary. We all agreed that we will add the minister. There was discussion around the name of Sophie, and I see no problem. Sophie Mukwena, Miss Sophie Mukwena, I see no problem in that respect. There was a request, not a request, of course, a suggestion on the name of Advocate Thuli Madonsela. Members, I'm looking at our terms of reference, and you know, part of our terms of reference actually says, in response to the Public Protector's report, when governance fails. Now, members are saying Advocate Madonsela was the buck stopped with her, let's put it that way, even if she didn't write the physical report. But we are also saying that we are going to address a letter to the Public Protector for the office to also be there. Can I appeal to members that we accept it as such? In other words, the Public Protector will send somebody, and there shouldn't be a difficulty in Advocate Madonsela, because it's not about the Public Protector. Let me also remind everybody here that our work is not about the Public Protector. It's about at least six aspects of it. This is only about one aspect of it. It's only about one aspect. We'll deal with it in half an hour, out of the way, because it's about evidence gathering. Nobody's going to come here and say, well, it's evidence gathering. That evidence will still be processed by all of us. The final point I want to make, members, is that members here indicated the urgency of this matter. And I don't want to then stop relevant information. But we can't have a non-ending list of witnesses.
Agreed.
And then expect that we finish timelessly. So whilst we're doing all this, just bear in mind that the number of witnesses have a direct impact in terms of when we finish our report. So I want to firmly put it on the table that we are adding just those four names. The four names are the company secretary, it's the minister, it is Ms. Sophie Mukwena, and it's Advocate Thuli Madonsela. Yes, we have. I thought we had agreed earlier on the two board members that had risen. No, the board members had always been on our list previously. Yes, I'm saying when we started this process, there were three, which included these two. Is there any opposition to my proposal for that to be our final? And of course, the final thing that I want to say, honorable members, is that our first is to invite them. They have the right to say we don't want to participate. Then we'll come back and say we've invited so-and-so, they don't, or they didn't want to participate, how do we take it forward? So this list, even in itself, is not a final list, but we'll come back and say so many people have declined, and then Parliament has the right to decide how you take it forward if we think so. But this will be our original list. Is that okay? I'm always polite, always polite. So that deals with, I'm trying to look for my agenda, that deals then with the witness list. Can we talk then, honorable members, because members wanted to raise it. How do we deal with intimidation of witnesses? It might be these four or these eight today. It could be another seven or eight come next weekend. So that's why I'm not limited to these. I'm saying we're going through a process. We could end up with 30 witnesses. The question is, what is this committee's role? And even if we don't have an active role to play, what recommendations can we make to who? So that this process is not discredited, sabotaged, or otherwise. What is the role of this committee? Because certainly we do not have the power to do physical protection ourselves. So let's start from that point. Ours would be to make recommendations to whatever the case may be. So that's what I want to hear from members, seeing that members brought it up earlier on. Anybody wants to talk on that subject? And I had agreed that Ms. Van Damme would be the first one because she had raised it. Chauke, you'll be the second one. And Honorable Ndlozi, you'll be the third one. Ms. Van Damme.
Thanks, Chair. I mean, I think you've covered me. Firstly, the SABC 8, you know, there's reports that the homes have been broken into, they're being shot at, so I think they must definitely be provided security, in addition to the former board members and the former SABC staffers that we have on the witness list. We're dealing with people with mafia tendencies, and we must make sure our witnesses are protected.
No, that's fine. When you contribute Chauke and Ndlozi, you must tell us the how, so that we can debate the how. Because really, it's very important matter. Just to say that somebody must protect Vincent, you're not helping anybody. Because as I said, those of us that are taking this decision can't protect Vincent. So if you can come with the how, I'll come back to you on the how, ma'am. Let's take Chauke and Ndlozi, and then just to propose the how, then let us take it from there.
Chair, my proposal obviously is that I think there's an urgent need that we should engage with SAPS as quickly as possible, as urgent as possible as this committee. Firstly, we'll deal with the process that we're engaging in, which is going to put witness very vulnerable under attack. But secondly, again, is that currently the number of these journalists are being harassed and intimidated. And I think it's in our best interest, Chair, that we not only deal with them appearing in the committee and even outside the committee. So we'll have to, as a matter of agent, maybe mandate yourself and or maybe other members of this committee to immediately meet with SAPS, because it cannot be allowed that journalists are being intimidated and we don't hear anybody saying anything. They're on their own there, and we know that at some point they'll have to appear before this process. So we'll have to do that. We'll have to engage SAPS to provide security. But again, in the processing of the hearing, Chair, you may find a situation where a witness wants to present in camera. The committee must be able to apply for an arrangement within the rules that we apply for a closed meeting at some point if you have to have a witness that does not want to be seen publicly giving out information. So we'll have to assess as we deal with our witnesses and look at those that are prepared to do it in camera and give them the necessary security so that we're able to give them information. But we need to have SAPS as a matter of agenda on board to help us deal with this issue.
Honorable Ndlozi and then Fanda.
I nearly said that we found a perfect job for those bouncers in Parliament. but the Speaker will disagree. Look, it's a simple matter of the facts, really, as a point of departure, witness protection. They've got that program, and I think that Honorable Chauke is correct, that the chairperson can then engage, I think, through the office of the Speaker for us to provide for us to request any witness protection under, for any witnesses that request it. Also, you can impose protection. But I think the matter of protection really is that people, we want to give South Africans a sense of confidence. The reason why people get scared is because often when they have reported, nothing happens. So we need to raise the bar here that in this case, really, we are going to be using their information to bring justice where there is no justice and so on and so forth. Otherwise, I have confidence that majority of South Africans, you know, do want to speak. So we must sort of give a sense to those witnesses and to the entire process that it's going to be fair, but also it's going to be done in the interest of justice, that finally things that are wrong will be brought to book. Finally, again, Honorable Chauke is correct that those who would not want to speak in front of cameras, we must be able to afford them confidential interviews where they meet the committee without the journalists if they don't want their names to be known, or if they want to submit evidence without their names being attached and anything, we'll decide whether the evidence is credible or not. So those are the categories so that their safety is constantly guaranteed. Otherwise, Chairperson, Honorable Chauke is really helping in this case. We have to speak to the set.
Thanks, Chair. Just to inform the committee, in my capacity as a member of the Communications Committee, I have already requested from the Acting National Police Commissioner that protection be provided to the SABC 8. I got feedback this morning that the matter is under consideration. Can I just suggest that as a chairperson, then you also write an additional letter including the rest of our witnesses so that the matter is sped up. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I want to make a special appeal to Honorable Van Dam. She must not always refer to her committee. Remember what the board members said about members of the committee. We are not operating on terms of her committee. We are operating as this one. We don't want to lose credibility.
Right.
I think the point is made already that we'll have to refrain from that. I think we need to condemn this attack of journalists, Chair, as this committee. That it must be noted that, in fact, we have to condemn this thing. That whoever that is doing this intimidation is not doing it in the best of the country and the interest of South Africa. Somehow we'll have to either issue a statement and a very strong statement, because this is done deliberately to defocus and to intimidate people who must come before this committee. We have to condemn this thing. Find a way, Chair, that our voice from this committee is put there in the public. But the police must do their work, Chair. You cannot have a situation where people are being intimidated and police simply says that, no, we can't pick up, and not even a plan that says, this is how we're going to help you. That's why it's important that we must have that meeting with SAPS as a matter of agent, Chair. Before the end of today, in fact, we will have to make that contact. Thank you.
At the risk of being wrapped around the knuckles because I want to impose, I did say earlier on, knee-jerk reaction responses are really something that I don't live comfortably with. So people, just after they've heard somebody raise their hand and say something else, you're going to be the absolute last Killian because nobody else has indicated they want to speak. If you decide you want to speak now, then it must be a knee-jerk reaction. So you'd be the absolute last Killian.
Chairperson, sometimes you listen and then when formal recommendations are not put, then I just wanted clarity. So in this case, just two things. I agree with some of the members' recommendations on how we should deal with it. You could also meet with a portfolio committee on police chairperson. Once these journalists have opened cases, it would make it easier because then it is a formal process. It's part of the records of police, of SAPS. Second point is just, if there is no objection to the consideration and to actually the proposal that we could meet in camera with some of the witnesses, if the members agree to that, would it be possible that we can proceed and give also the nod to you and the team that will be dealing with and engaging with the witnesses to say if they are concerned about their safety, this committee would in fact consider to meet them in camera. That would make it easier, Chairperson, because in the end, we would like to get as much information as possible, and we would not like members of the public who have information, who are available to actually come before the committee, to be too scared and intimidated because of their lives and their livelihood. So I would like to just know if we have an in principle agreement as a committee that we can proceed on that basis. Thank you, Chair.
I think there's an in principle agreement subject to the powers that be that would come and say to us it's not how it's done in Parliament, but I think we've got a strong enough case to make an argument. I don't think that decision lies entirely with us, but I think in principle we agree that it's about making sure that everybody is free to come in and give evidence. Remember, we are not accusing anybody, it's about gathering evidence. So in principle, I think we will agree, we will look at the modalities and the requirements thereof. And I'm hoping then, honourable members, that concludes our list. It's probably now up to about 30 names if everybody agrees to come to this committee. So we will work on the basis of those names, and as and when people request that theirs must be in camera or only in writing or their names withheld, before we take a decision on the table, we'll come back to you and say to you, this is the request, and we'll get your blessings in that regard or otherwise. that's what will happen, honourable members. Then just on this point, when I say we, I'm talking about myself and those that are supporting the committee, are of the view that witnesses, this list that we're looking at, outside of the board members, are entitled for their legal representatives. In fact, everybody's entitled to have their legal representatives here. But we're not going to pay the bill for the legal representation. Secondly, when Vincent comes with his legal representative, he's not going to keep quiet and the legal representative talk on his behalf. He's going to talk to us. He can confer with his legal or her legal representative, but we will expect Vincent to talk to the committee. So those are the points that we've put, and I think you do have a letter, honourable members, from the lawyers asking those very questions. We are raising it because we intend responding formally to the lawyers, and our response was, if you give us the blessings, basically say that legal representation can be present, but it's not for the account of Parliament. Legal representative can be present, but they're not going to substitute the witness in terms of the major part of the engagement. So I thought we'd put that to you on the table, and if we have your agreement, we will try and draft a letter. I mean, most of the other parts of the letter, or responding to the other questions, we've already dealt with, and we've got an idea what you're agreeing to in terms of when will people be interviewed, when will they be notified. Those are part of the requests, and that we seem to have discussed in our engagement so far, and we'll use that as a point when we respond to these members. Is that okay with the honourable members in terms of how we deal with the legal advice that witnesses will get? Terms of payment and their interaction. Any disagreement on that point? If not, I will draft a letter responding formally to the legal assistance of our potential witnesses in that vein, and then take it from there. And if there's anything that comes from there, we will share with you. I can, at this point, make an undertaking, honourable members, that there's nothing that we will do without sharing with you. The spade work we will do, but we will come back to you and say, we've done A, B, C, and D. Are you comfortable with it? So there's nothing that we will do without referring to you if we think it is necessary. And I'm hoping that then deals with all matters that members were expecting us to deal with thus far. If there's anything else, please raise it. Otherwise, we will then adjourn until the 29th of November, by when you would have received everything that you would require until then. But in the meantime, we will be doing work in the background. So if members want to add anything to assist us in ensuring that this process is able to stand the test of time, please raise it now. Ma'am Fenda.
Thanks, Jay. Sorry to take us back. I just want to be clear about the program so that we can already start clearing our diaries. So we're going to meet from the 29th. Actually, I'd like to suggest that we meet from the 27th on the Monday and meet all the way through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, caucus day. We can request permission from our caucuses to be present for this important committee through weekends until we, such as time we've completed our work. I just want to be clear that that's what's going to happen.
Any other comments? Can I just a bit before you move on? It's really not in our hands. Some of this is about availability of witnesses, but that's why I said earlier on, the sentiment is that we will compress it as far as is possible. And that's why we wanted to write letters as soon as tomorrow, to say this is what we want to do. There was also a suggestion that once interviews have been done by the advocate, we will get a sense of who is going to be talking on what matter, so that those that are talking about finance will have their slot, and we agreed to this. Those that are talking to HR will have their slot. Those that are talking general will have their slot. So it's very difficult right now to come up with a definitive program. Safe to say that we will compress it as far as is humanly possible at this point. Yes, ma'am.
Can we please also not use the word compress, because it creates the impression that we want to rush the process, we're going to squeeze a lot of work into a small space of time. We want additional time to make sure that we do a thorough process and we do so before Parliament rises. We're not compressing it, we're not rushing it, we're just wanting to have extra time so that we deal with the issues facing the SABC before Parliament rises.
I think the point is noted. Let me take away that word compress. Please, those that are in the media, just don't put compressed under my name. You know what I meant. I meant that we're going to try, not rush it, but we're going to try and reach a conclusion as soon as is humanly possible, not taking away fairness, not taking away thoroughness, and not taking away anything else. I think that's what members are saying here. So it's not compressed, it's about doing that. Also, Parliament rises on the 9th of December. I don't want to raise expectations here that by the 9th of December we will have it done. That's when Parliament rises. I'm saying I take the sentiments. I'm not going to allow you, Ms. Van Damme. I'm really not going to allow you. We're going to take the sentiments that we want to solve it as soon as possible, but don't walk out of here saying that it's going to be done by the 9th of February, by the 9th of when we rise. We'll do as best as we can under the circumstances, because we are dealing with many people and we've got 8 or 7 days of preparation work up front. If we can conclude this thing by the 9th, so be it. We will conclude it by the 9th, but we want to be thorough in our job. So I'm hoping that that ties and wraps up the sentiment. I see Honorable Ndlozi. Please, sir, yes.
No, Chairperson, it's a different point. Do you know, I'm looking at the way you are dealing with Honorable Van Damme. A lot of young black women watch Parliament. And the way I just want to request the Chairperson to reconsider the way you are handling. And because I'm moving forward, I wanted to raise it privately, but I think I must raise it open, because the next time we'll have to blast. It's just not, it's too dismissive, Honorable Chairperson. And I don't think it warrants for a very good image of young black women in Parliament. I think she's been making very excellent points, and every time, even if she's rising when you have concluded, I really don't think we must dismiss her in that way, Honorable Chairperson. I'm saying that in kind because I also have confidence in you as chair. So I'm just warning that it has not been coming out very well. I don't know what she did. I have not been around, but she's been dismissed over and over and over and over again. It's not good, Honorable Chairperson. She must be heard as equally as everyone. Thank you very much.
No, let me. I'm not going to allow you, Honourable Chauke, for now. Let me just speak. I'm not. Let me apologise if I've done it first, but let me also indicate that as chair, I would expect people to talk when I've recognised them. I'm not saying anything else. So yes, let me apologise, and it was never intentional. But as I was making points, there were continuous disruptions. So, but I will take constant. I will take constructive criticism, Honourable Dorothy, and thank you very much. I certainly didn't intend to be dismissive to anybody. But then it must be two ways. We must respect each other so that the process moves forward. So, Honourable Van Damme, unconditional apology, and every other young South African who might feel offended, I apologize. I apologize. Can I, at this point, if there's nothing else, Honourable Chauke, okay, this point is dealt with.
I'm an elder, I need to speak on the last point. No. Chair, I think what is important is that, and the point raised by Honourable Lozi, it's very important that we need to find each other, all of us. We must just find each other, have a way in which we understand one another and be able to deal with this big task that is facing us. Because the challenge is so big, and it's important that let's build bridges, let's have some kind of a understanding amongst ourselves, and I think we'll be able to bring through it. Thank you.
Thanks everybody for their support, and we'll all support each other. Also, just in closing, to indicate, honourable members, from where I'm sitting, it's really about ensuring that Parliament takes its rightful place as an equal but autonomous arm of the state. And that at the end of this process, at least the credibility of Parliament is restored to the extent that we in this committee have contributed. We expect everybody else to contribute. So, yes, we might fight occasionally, but our fights are never going to be at the expense of Parliament doing what Parliament needs to do from all sides of the House. So let South Africans rest assured that we will work as a team. It's our first meeting. There's teething problems, but many people will soon find out that this is a team that has the same objectives, the same ideals. And so the 29th of November, honourable members, good luck. To our friends in the media, good luck. And to Cindy and Advocate Vanara and all the supporting staff, good luck. Meeting is adjourned.
I'm not sure.